And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem, kteří si právě naladili WCEV 1450 a naši československou ranní hodinu.
Good morning to everyone who just tuned into WCEV 1450. You are listening to Irena Čajková
and Klára Moldová. První únorová neděle vám dnes přinese zajímavý rozhovor. Tentokrát hned se dvěma právníky, zástupci Bohemian Lawyers Association. Připomeneme si také výročí, kterým tento týden žila nejen Česká republika. Uběhlo totiž 70 let od osvobození koncentračního tábora v Osvětimi. No a ani dnes nebude chybět hudba rozličných žánrů.
On this first February Sunday, we bring you an interview with representatives of the Bohemian Lawyers Association. We will also talk a little bit about the 70th anniversary of the Auschwitz concentration camp liberation. And just like every Sunday, we hope that you will enjoy the musical selection that we prepared for you.
Tak a začneme hned jednou hezky od podlahy a pokud jste neprotancovali střevíce už včera na bále slovenského souboru Veselica, můžete si s námi skočit i teď. Zdá se to jako nedávno, co jsme připravovali vánoční vysílání a přitom už tu máme únor. Pojďme se podívat, jak je tento měsíc charakterizován v českých pranostikách.
Únor bílý, pole sílí.
Únorová voda, pro pole škoda.
Když v únoru mráz ostro drží, to dlouho již nepodrží.
Leží-li kočka v únoru na slunci, jistě v březnu poleze za kamna.
V únoru sníh a led, v létě nanesou včely med.
Když skřivánek v únoru zaspívá, velká zima potom bývá.
Jestli únor honí mraky, staví březen sněhuláky.
Když únor vodu spustí, ledem ji březen zahustí.
Co si únor zazelená, březen si hájí. Co si duben zazelená, květen mu to spálí.
Když větrové nakonec února uhodí, moc obilí se na poli neurodí.
V únoru li vítr neburácí, jistě v dubnu krovy kácí.
According to the Czech proverbs, we should have nice harvest season this year, because our sayings promise good summer in return for tough winter.
And although it's a bit chilly outside, we hope that you are having a nice and warm morning and that you are ready to sing along.
Tak si pojďme po ránu pěkně zaspívat.
Kdyby se ti kolo zlámalo a strážmistr pokutu ti dal, kdyby se ti děvče vdávalo, tak buď rád, že si ji někdo vzal. Směj se z plných plic, nestalo se nic. A kdyby tě to někdy trápilo, pak ti mohu pro útěchu říct. Zaspívej si po ránu, zaspívej si večer, budeš na tom mnohem líp, než kdyby si vrčel a proto spal svý chmury na popel. Pak na tebe nevlezou a ten popel popeláři ráno odvezou. A ten popel popeláři ráno odvezou. Dívka, co ti schůzku slíbila, teď se s jiným vede do polí. Když se ti tolik líbila, dokaž jí, že tě to nebolí. Směj se z plných plic, nestalo se nic. A kdyby tě to někdy trápilo, pak ti mohu pro útěchu říct. Zaspívej si po ránu, zaspívej si večer, budeš na tom mnohem líp, než kdyby si brečel. A proto spal svý chmury na popel, pak na tebe nevlezou. A ten popel popeláři ráno odvezou.
We have here in the studio with us today two very special guests, Frank Seibert, the president of the Bohemian Lawyers Association, and Joe Vosický, the representative from the same organization. And I think that there is no better song to welcome them with than the Bar Association anthem of Czech lawyers.
Hymna České advokátní komory vznikla na motivy klavírního koncertu D-dur Jana Nepomuka Kaňky. Kaňka byl nejen vynikající klavírista a skladatel, ale i advokát. Mezi jeho nejvýznamnější klienty patřil například skladatel Ludwig van Beethoven. Ale dost už našeho poučování. Pojďme si ji poslechnout a uvítat tím dva naše dnešní hosty. Franka Seiberta a Joe Vosického.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe and Frank. Thank you both for coming to our studio today.
Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno. It's a pleasure.
Good morning. Thank you.
So before we get into the legal stuff, would you tell us something about your Bohemian background?
My father's mother and father came from Prague around the turn of the century. They moved to Pilsen in the city, and my dad was born at 18th and May Street in Chicago, and they moved to various neighborhoods in the K-Town area, ultimately settling in Cicero. And they lived near Austin Boulevard and 15th Street, and my dad was one of nine children.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last name Vosický, obviously you cannot deny your Czechness. With Frank, Seibert is not all that obviously Czech. Are you of Czech ancestry as well?
Yes, my father is 100% Czech. His parents lived in Berwyn, Illinois, their entire lives since 1926, and we're very proud of our Czech heritage, even though the name is somewhat Germanic.
And besides being members of the Bohemian Lawyers Association, you also work with other Czech organizations.
I represent the Bohemian National Cemetery and have been part of the exchange with John Marshall Law School and Maastricht University Pravnická fakulta since 1993.
And I'm very involved in the Eastland Disaster Historical Society, which is an organization dedicated to preserving the memory of all of the poor people who perished 100 years ago this year mm-hmm. on the Eastland disaster, many of whom were of Czech ancestry, as you know. And in fact, I believe plot 16 in the Bohemian National Cemetery is dedicated specifically to those people.
Actually, next week we will have here at the studio with us Czech Michalek, whom you I'm sure also know and who is very involved with this 100 years commemoration of the Eastland disaster. But anyway, Frank, the Bohemian Lawyers Association was established in 1911.
Correct.
And includes attorneys of Czech, Slovak, Moravian, Silesian, and Ruthenian ancestry. Could you tell us more about the organization?
The organization is one of the oldest bar associations in the United States. We, in 2011, had our 100th anniversary gala at the Hilton Towers in Chicago, which was a very well-attended event by many dignitaries as well as our members. Our current membership is about 50 Chicagoland attorneys. The attorneys are from many walks of law practice, criminal, civil, people dealing with all kinds of things. I'm a labor and employment attorney, for example, and we come together every month for our monthly meetings, and we try to promote camaraderie and companionship and, of course, the culture of the Bohemian lands.
So all of the members are actually from the Chicago area or the state of Illinois, or do you have any out-of-state members as well?
We have several out-of-state members. They, of course, do not attend the meetings as regularly as the people who are in-state. And one of my missions as this year's president is to increase our membership. You know, people get older and people retire and people stop practicing law and coming to the Bar Association. We're trying to get an influx of younger people, younger lawyers to be involved. And we've been, I think, pretty successful this year, Joe, you might comment on that, about getting some of the younger generation involved in the Bohemian Lawyers Association.
We created a scholarship program in 1998, 1999. We've given about 40 scholarships and almost $100,000 in benefits to law students of Czech, Moravian, Slovak, Silesian, Ruthenian background. And a number of those people are now members of our organization. Mm-hmm. In fact, officers Joe Dvorak, Chris Novak, Kelly Halick, Steve Hertuk are now members and officers of our organizations, and they came to us because of the scholarship program. And we're very proud of that. I would also say that we've been very active with the Czech community in Europe, with the exchange that Professor Michael Sang, who is a member of our organization, that he created and supported by our members. We have brought about 23 students from the Czech Republic to Chicago, and they have attended John Marshall Law School, about three courses. The school gives them complimentary tuition, and then people in our organization and other lawyers put them up in their homes, And I've had four students in my home. Mm-hmm. So that's another connection that we have directly with the Czech community.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but let's now listen to some music. Can I ask you, do lawyers enjoy music?
Yes, yes, they do.
Most assuredly.
Great. And do you like Dechovka?
Personally, I'm a big fan of Elan. of Elan, even though it's from Bratislava.
Okay, well, we can do, for a change, we can
Osmi Svetadil.
We'll do some Elan for you. Great. My si dnes povídáme ve studiu s panem Joe Vosickým a panem Frankem Seibertem z Bohemian Lawyers Association.
Joe was talking about his Czech ancestry, and I know that he can introduce himself in Czech pretty well, and he was actually willing to do this here on air today for us.
Takže aby rozuměli i naši česky mluvící posluchači.
Ano, Ježišmarie. Dobrý den. A vážené kolegyně a vážení kolegové, srdečně vás zde všechny vítám. Jmenuji se Joe Vosický, pro vás Josef Vosický. Jsem českého původu. Česky se učím, avšak nejsem zatím bohužel schopen v tamto krásném, ale složitém jazyce s vámi komunikovat. Proto mi prosím dovolte, abych svůj projev přednesl v angličtině. Děkuji moc krát.
Výborně, to bylo krásné. Je znát, že je to právník. You can tell you're a lawyer. You can talk anyone into anything.
But your pronunciation is very nice.
Děkuji moc krát.
You have to say that.
How about you, Frank?
No.
Ještě ne.
So next time we have you here, Joe should teach you something. Uh-huh.
That would be terrific.
Maybe during your programs, because we know that you do have special monthly programs, maybe you could include some Czech lessons.
That would be a great idea. Absolutely. We do have monthly programs at every one of our monthly meetings. We just had a meeting last week at which Ted Wacholtz, who is the executive director of the Eastland Disaster Historical Society, gave a wonderful presentation on that tragic event. We have the Consul General of the Czech Republic, who will be our special guest on February 19th at the Klaus restaurant. We're looking so forward to that, and he is such a great friend. In March, for our March meetings, we will have a number of sitting judges from the probate department of the Cook County system who will be talking about changes there. And then in April, we wrap up our year with a presiding judge from the Federal District Court, Ruben Castillo, who is going to come and talk about a topic of interest to him. So it's a very great lineup, and mm-hmm. I think the members really appreciate it.
I have to say that I think Frank has given us one of the best years we have ever had with the Bohemian Lawyers Association, and we have continuing legal education credit in our meetings, which is a wonderful thing. So we're very pleased about that.
So these meetings are not just social events to eat some good Czech food and drink some Czech beer.
Czech food and Czech beer is always included. I mean, it's absolutely essential. But we do try to use some education and things that are of interest to our members as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have a great business meeting where we talk about a lot of things, including the scholarship fund. Those are funds that need to be raised throughout the year, and that's difficult, but we've been very successful under Joe's leadership because he is the chairman of that scholarship fund and has been for many years. It's been very, very successful. But these are the types of things we do at the program. We do have music interludes there as well, as you do here on this mm-hmm. program, and that's always a great addition as well.
And let me ask you, is the general public invited also, or is this just for your personal purposes within your organization?
The general public is always invited, and in fact, every meeting we have many guests. Of course, they're charged for their dinner, but that's just part of the cost of doing business. But it's always great to have a wider exposure for our organization, and we welcome all.
If people miss your announcements about your upcoming meetings, where can they find information about them?
They can go to our website. So just Google the Bohemian Lawyers Association of Chicagoland, and the schedule is posted there.
But I think it's even, we can also say that our, generally speaking, we always meet on the fourth Thursday of the month. So other than the month of November, you can count on the fourth Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm. Although in February, with the Council General coming, it will be the third Thursday of the month, February 19th. That's the one exception we made this year.
Well, February is a short month
anyway,
so we can just do it on the third one. And do you meet at different places always, or do you have one meeting place?
We always meet at Klaus Restaurant on 22nd Street, which is Cermak Boulevard, of course, in Cicero.
A my bychom teď rádi našim hostům zahráli písničku Krásné usmíření, neboť usmíření je vždycky lepší, než skončit u soudu.
So Clara has just introduced the next song in Czech. It is called Krásné usmíření, or you could say the beautiful reconciliation. Is there a legal term for reconciliation?
I think you just hit the word. That would be a very legal term, the reconciliation of the parties. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that because, as Clara said, we think that reconciliation is always a better solution than ending up in front of the court.
That is true.
Very true.
Stále hádáme, proč své hlasy do výše často zvedáme. Pro ta krásná smíření, která nastanou, až názory rozdílné býti přestanou. Smíření, která nastalo,
smíření štěstí při nich bývá. Mučení, co mne končí, vás se neprospívá. Krásná jsou ta smíření, štěstí při nich bývá. Mučení, co mne končí, vás se neprospívá.
Posloucháte československé nedělní vysílání na WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois.
S láskou bývá kříž, čím si mladší ti spíš, ozery mývaj tátové strach, stavení zamknou, zasednou práh. Dcery mívaj tátové strach, stavení zamknout, zasednou práh. Teď si pojďte blíž, s láskou bývá kříž. S tátou větší však víš, věčně mu hlásit kam tu a s kým, o našich schůzkách však nepovím. Řízák máme skrýč, věčně mu hlásit kam jdu a s kým, o našich schůzkách však nepovím. S láskou bývá kříž. Když táta náš má v okně stráž, jeho zrak ostříží, návzí se rozhlíží. Když táta náš má v okně stráž, přes hudna ztrácím se pryč, lásku neplatí klíč. Má v okně stráž, jeho zrak ostříží, násí se rozhlíží. Když táta náš má v okně stráž, přes humna ztrácím se pryč, na lásku neplatí klíč.
Joe, you have mentioned earlier the scholarships that you award to young students. Are these students from the Czech Republic or students from the United States?
Generally, the students are from the United States, and they attend law schools in the state of Illinois or as far as away as University of Michigan Law School and Washington University in St. Louis. But we have given a scholarship to a young man who was attending Northwestern University. He was living in Prague. He had gone to Charles University Law School and was accepted for this graduate program at Northwestern, and he applied for a scholarship, mm-hmm. and we helped him.
And what kind of scholarship are we talking about, and also how do people apply?
The scholarship amount is approximately $2,000. It changes slightly. The applications go out in February, and they're due at the end of March. And they are for students that have 1% blood. It is either Czech, Moravian, Slovak, Ruthenian, Silesian, and they're attending a law school in the areas that I've mentioned, and they are for second and third year students.
But you also have a program in the Czech Republic, actually to be more accurate, in Moravia with the Masaryk University in Brno. So that's a separate program, I assume. How does that work exactly?
There are two programs. Professor Mike Tseng has put together an exchange between John Marshall Law School and Masaryk University Pravnická Fakulta. And we have usually two students that come every year, and they attend a semester of school. And there's a second program with the benefit of a grant from one of our members, George Drost, and his wife, Beth Beard Drost. It's a institute that is set up, and Professor Tseng runs it in December. And graduates from Czech University Law School faculties go to this program, and they're given exposure and classes and courses that they would normally have in the United States but don't have in the Czech lands.
Well, let me say that you don't always travel to the Czech Republic to educate. You go there also for your annual trip.
We do. We go in October. There's a group of lawyers that go, and I would say probably 100 lawyers and judges from Chicago have gone in this exchange program. And we spend about 10 days in the Czech lands, and we're always in Brno. We give a day's worth of lectures on law at Masaryk University.
So you still do educate.
Mm-hmm. We still do.
You can't help yourself.
We can't help ourselves.
It's not 100 at the time. I mean, it's usually at once, right?
It's usually about 17 on the average of the people that go, and probably 100 lawyers and judges have gone on the trip over the years.
And actually, you have some very distinguished members besides the two of you. There are many other distinguished members of the association. Could you tell us some more about your celebrity lawyers?
Well, we're very proud of the judges that are members of our organization. Judge Rita Novak is a sitting judge in Chancery. Judge Richard Billick just retired. Janura just retired from being on the bench. We've had an appellate court judge, Justice Maida. Judy Bartopinka was an honorary member of our organization, although not a lawyer. She certainly helped write the laws for when she was a state rep and state senator. And so there are concurrently, Lester Munson is a member. Lester and his wife Judy. Lester frequently is on WTTW Chicago Weekend Review. And his wife Judy is a lecturer in the Czech Republic as well as at John Marshall Law School.
I would also point out that Governor Otto Kerner was a member of our organization, and his father, also named Otto Kerner, was one of the founding members of the Bohemian Lawyers Association way back in 1911, which, by the way, those meetings were conducted in Czech back in 1911.
Oh. Well, and since we're throwing around celebrity lawyers' names here, let me ask you, do you know who Ivo Jahelka is? Because he is the biggest celebrity lawyer in the Czech Republic.
Joe might.
Yesterday. Not yet, but I'd like to meet him.
So before we let you go, let us play a song for you. This time it is a song by this attorney Irena mentioned, Ivo Jahelka, who is always called a singing attorney, and he is known for putting his cases into music. So let's hear his Balada o konci zdomácnělého divočáka, Joe seems like he does understand the winter ballet about the end of a domesticated wild boar.
Na horské boudě tancuje kvilda, pracoval v kotelně mladý muž Vilda. Veselou myslí oplýval stále vtípky a legrácky, no a tak dále. Ze všeho nejradši měl ale sásku, sázel se s kýmkoliv o cokoliv. Jednu tu sásku bych měl na ukázku, dál ať už promluví protokoly. Vilda byl známý lyžařský koumes, trénoval pod lesem, měl už tam svou mes. Přesvědčen o svém lyžařském umu, vsadil se s kuchařem u lahve rumu. Že taky naučí lyžovat Vaška, stanovil si tak cíl velmi smělý. Možná vám připadá to jako fraška, Vašek byl divočák zdomácnělý. Posílil Vilda na výhru šance, zhotovil sněžnice pro Vaška kance. A když měl přes den v kotelně topit, vymýšlel vázání pro úchyt kopit. Za týden na kopec ved Vilda kňoura, liže mu k paznechtům připevnil hned. Nic platná nebyla, kňourovi spoura, proti své vůli byl postrčen vpřed. O kousek níže právě v tu chvíli přijížděl po cestě trabantík bílý. V něm značně lízlí se v sedě v kleče vraceli myslivci z poslední leče. Vesele smáli se pomezi doušky, že domů nepůjdou, pěli v triu. Stichli tam 100 metrů od staré soušky, mysleli, že už jsou v deliriu. Co se to řídí proti nim z Hamru, Stenmark to nebude, ani Franz Klamrů. Kdo to kdy viděl na týhle trase, na lyžích z kopce jet divoký prase. 101 kilogram hmotnosti kňoura srazil se s trabantem jak tvrdá pěst. Modřiny boule a ve dveřích ďoura, tak Vaškův poslední skončil se sjest. Vilda se zval kamarády na vepřové hody, soud mu určil 3000 na náhradu škody.
My vám oběma moc děkujeme za návštěvu. Thank you both for coming to the studio this morning and we wish you a nice rest of your Sunday.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. It was a complete pleasure to be here.
Naschledanou.
Naschledanou.
Thank you.
Na závěr našeho programu bychom rádi věnovali malou vzpomínku obětem holokaustu. Česká republika tento týden žila velkým mezinárodním fórem Let My People Live, který pořádal Pražský hrad. Připomínalo se 70. výročí od osvobození koncentračního tábora v Osvětimi.
A few days ago, the entire world paused for a moment to remember the victims of the Holocaust. 7 years ago, on January 27, 1945, the largest Nazi death camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau, was liberated. The anniversary of the camp's liberation has become the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Concentration camps took away lives of many people, and among them was our Czech composer, songwriter, and actor, Karel Hašler, who died in the Mauthausen concentration camp in 1941.
Koncentrační tábory vzaly život mnoha umělcům. Mezi nimi byl i Karel Hašler, který zahynul v koncentračním táboře Mauthausen v roce 1941.
Po starých zámeckých schodech, po schodech z kamene, po starých zámeckých schodech, po schodech z kamene. Každý večer pana chodí, za ruku se s hochem vodí, srdce má zmámené. Každý večer pana chodí, za ruku se s hochem vodí, srdce má zmámené. Srdce má zmámené láskou, srdce své z mramoru. Srdce má zmámené láskou, srdce své z mramoru. Měsíček, když večer vchází, pan Aloj si doprovází po schodech nahoru.
Měsíček, když večer vchází, pan Aloj si doprovází po schodech nahoru.
Po schodech vzhůru jí vodí do zlaté uličky. Po schodech vzhůru jí vodí do zlaté uličky. A tam v domku malované
kráčí v zimy slavný majestát.
zlatý se všude na větví, na Petříně i na Letné. Když málo stránské střechy pod hradem jsou bílé jako koupatka, a hradčami se skrý jak diadem, je Praha jako v pohádkách. Je Praha jako v pohádkách.
And before we let you go today, here are a few announcements about upcoming events in the Czech and Slovak community.
David Šír ve spolupráci s divadlem Semafor a rodinou Felixe Holcmana uvádí ojedinělé divadelní představení Včera, dnes a zítra. Z lidovělé a notoricky známé scénky legendárního českého komika Felixe Holcmana, které dobře znáte z televizních pořadů a DVD, opět živě na jevišti, profesionálně stvárněny přesně tak, jak si je pamatujete ze starých dochovaných nahrávek, ovšem v novém a originálním pojetí. Již 21. a 22. února v 8 hodin v Bistro Grand. Lístky za $20. Info a rezervace na 708 271 2754. Ještě jednou 708 271 2754.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, Vinos Czech. Four varieties of Vinos Czech are now available at Jean's Sausage Shop in Lincoln Square. Saint Laurent, Cabernet Moravia, Rivaner and Grüner Veltliner for only $15 a bottle. Jean's Sausage Shop is a specialty European grocer and delicatessen located in the heart of Lincoln Square in Chicago. Jean's specializes in over 40 varieties of smoked sausages, hams and deli meats made on-site daily. Jean's boasts two floors of imported hard-to-find grocery items, wines, and liquors from around the world with a focus on Europe. In the summer, Jean's rooftop open-air beer garden grills sausages and other European favorites such as potato pancakes and giant pretzels. Enjoy this European outdoor tradition with your favorite glass of wine or beer. 4750 North Lincoln Avenue. For more information, call 1-773-SAUSAGE.
Za mostem v úzké ulici je krámek z dálky vonící, meduňkou, rdesnem, s kořicí, ale hlavně léta smrt z úcty k tradici, kupují celou krabici a přes ní i papír balící, cítím, že řekneš.
Ach jo, ty jsi má levandulová, úplně celá celička levandulová. Nádherně levandulová. Levandulová.
Ne vždycky vařím dobroty a občas mívám teploty a ne kapučím do nutr a často vzdychám, ach jo. Sotva však cinkneš za vraty, otevřu, koukám, no a ty upadáš vesměs v záchvaty a vždycky voláš.
Ach jo, ty jsi má levandulová. Nádherná se levandulová, famózně levandulová. Levandulová.
Už dobře 25 let si honem běžíš přivonět, a dřív, než začneš vyprávět, co jsi viděl, šeptáš. Mívám už žárlit na ten květ, to ovšem znáš už naspaměť, ať uschlé lístky vezme čert, říkáš i bez nich.
Budeš má levandulová, navždycky celá, celičká levandulová. Famózně, nádherně levandulová.
We would like to thank Charles R. Lesh for his generous donation. We also encourage the rest of you to send us your comments, suggestions, and song requests. You can do so on our Facebook page named the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour. Call us at 708-656-9810. You can also send us an email at info@czechoslovakradio.org or a letter at 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois 60804.
Děkujeme všem posluchačům, kteří se na konci minulého vysílání zúčastnili naší první soutěže o dva lístky na valentýnský koncert Jana Budaře. Měli jsme velkou radost z toho, kolikrát se v neděli ráno rozdrnčel telefon. A připomínáme, že koncert Jana Budaře se uskuteční v sobotu 14. února, tedy na svátek svatého Valentýna v restauraci Klas v 8 hodin večer. Lístky stojí $20 v předprodeji a 25 v den akce.
We would like to thank you all who participated in our first contest last week. We were very happy to receive so many phone calls. And congratulations to Erika Hofmanová for winning the two tickets for the concert of Jan Budař, which takes place on Saturday, February 14th at 8 p.m. in the Klas restaurant. Tickets are $20 in pre-sale and $25 at the door.
And that is all from us for today. We want to thank you for listening to our program and we wish you a nice Sunday. And we'll leave you now with a song, Chci ti říct, jak mám tě rád, I want to tell you how much I love you, by yet another singing Czech lawyer, Jiří Macháček.
Děkujeme, že jste s námi strávili další nedělní dopoledne a loučíme se s vámi písničkou herce, zpěváka a doktora práv Jiřího Macháčka, Chci ti říct, jak mám tě rád. Pěkný týden vám přejí
Irena Čajková,
Klára Moldová
a Vojta Molda.
Chvatná ráda jsou tomu, kdo strádá láskou bolestnou, neopětovanou. Pokud víš, tak rád tě mám a ty mě máš ráda. Chuť a vůni tvou nejde zapomenout. Chystá se prej konec světa, tramtadá. Mně jen jedna věta napadá.
Že mám tě rád, že miluju tě jako blázen. Chci si nechat tetovat jen jméno tvé. Chci vypít bazén vody, kterou plapala si. Zasadit si tvoje vlasy, rozpoukat je do ulic. Chci ti říct, že rád tě mám víc.
Dýcháš na mou tvář, já na tvou dýchám. Chvěješ se myšlenkou,
že se rozední. Děláš, jako že nespěcháš, já že nepospíchám. Nechce se zovědí, když je poslední, chystá se prej konec světa, tram ta dá. Mně jen jedna věta napadá.
Chci ti říct, že mám tě rád, že miluju tě jako blázen. Chci si nechat tetovat jen jméno tvé, chci vypít vaze vody, kterou plavala si, zasadit si tvoje vlasy, rozpoukat je do ulic. Chci ti říct, že rád tě mám.
Plán, předem fakt, moc se omlouvám, ale ode dneška odpovědný musíme být odpovědný. Tak promyšlený plán, předem fakt, moc se omlouvám, ale ode dneška odpovědný musíme být odpovědný. Mít tak promyšlený plán, ale nemám ho, nemám ho, nemám. A tak
tři tisíce mám tě rád, že miluju tě jako blázen. Chci si nechat tetovat jen jméno tvé, chci vypít bazén pod ty, kterou zasadit si tvoje vlasy, rozpoukat je do ulic, chci ti říct, že rád tě mám jít.